Welcome to Shul Machshava Nadaf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas, Rav Naftali Rabbi Yecheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf, and in the Mishnah Amud Beis, we have the Machlokes. When did Gida Noshe became Osir? Rabbi Yehuda says, Alui Bnei Yaakov Nesar Gida Noshe. Gida Noshe was Osir from the time of Bnei Yaakov. Omruloi, they told him, B'Sinai Ne'emar Elashen Nichta Bim Koimui. It was said in Sinai, but it was written in its place to tell us where Gida Noshe came from. The Rambam over here in Pirush HaMishnayos has the very famous statement based on this Mishnah. The Rambam says, V'sim Lipcho La'ikor HaGodol HaNichlal B'Mishnah Azois. You should realize what the big rule, big foundation we have in this Mishnah. For U'mashomar M'Sinai Ne'esar. It says there was an Esther from Sinai. Whatever we do today, not the Kosh Boch who gave it to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and to the Shvatim. Everything we're doing is because Moshe Rabbeinu received this in Sinai. We're also only based on what we received in Sinai, not something that happened before. And he goes on to the mitzvahs of the Avos and concludes, V'chein Gida Noshe, Einanu Holchim Achar Yisru Yaakov Avinu, Ela Mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hasholem. We're not going because of Yaakov Avinu, we're going because Moshe Rabbeinu got in at Sinai. Haloi Tiresh, Omru Tarig Mitzvahs Nemru LeMoshe MeSinai, Chol Eilu Michala Mitzvahs. It says the Moshe Rabbeinu got Tarig Mitzvahs, 613 Mitzvahs. So this is part of it. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, he goes through the order of how Torah was given. And after he speaks about the mitzvahs bnei noyach, he says, "Bo Avraham v'nitztava yesar leil b'milo. Avraham v'nu got bris milo for it balshachis. Yitzchak efrish meiser v'yisit tefilah cheres v'nei sayoyim. He had meiser. Yaakov v'yisiv gidam noshe v'yispal arvis. And then it says the Rambam at Shabbat Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlomo toira al yodoy. So the mashmos of the Rambam is the mitzvahs were added up. We had the mitzvahs of bnei noyach. We had Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was mashlim everything else." So the shaila is this Rambam fit with the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos? And the first question that the Mefarshim ask is the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos tells us that we paskal on Karbonot, that Mesinai Nesar. The answer starts only Mesinai, not before. And that's the Klal HaGadol that tells us everything came from Sinai. So the Chur, how does that fit with what the Rambam tells us the Yaakov Avinu already had Gida Noshe? That's the question of the Lechem Mishnah over there on the spot. Because Rambam says, according to Rabbanon, it was Nesar B'Sinai, v'le Yaakov loy Nesar. So the Chemishna says, maybe chitem de hoisiv midai to komar. I mean, Yaakov Avinu was knowing the mitzvah of Gida Noshe, even though he was not obligated to do it. But still, Yaakov Avonav did it. But says the Chemishna, umikom kol kosher minole l'Rabbeinu ho v'tzorchin. How does the Rambam know that it's Torah by Yaakov Avinu? So the Chazosheim first of all says that it's a mashmos in the pasuk, because the pasuk says Al ken lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael gida noshe ad hayom hazeh. Bnei Yisrael doing gida noshe from then until today. What's the chiddush? Every mitzvah we do till today. The idea is that this mitzvah already began by the time of Yaakov Avinu al tzaminug. It continues today misinai. Very similar brings the Oinig Yom Tov and Siminai Vov, and he asks the question a little differently. He says the Rambam paskins like Rabbanan in the Mishnah. That Gida Noshe is not noig bebehim atmeh. So it means he paskin like Rabbanan. So if so, how does he tell us that already it was Nesa mitam of Yaakov Avinu? The Pasuk of Shah in the Mishnah, the Issu started only with Sinai. So he says the same answer. The Issu did not start with Sinai. The Issu started already with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was already noig the Issu of Gida Noshe. But the Azor for us, the fact that Am Yisrael are supposed to do Gida Noshe, that comes from Sinai. So the Chasuv asks him this question. The Gemara Le'el and the Tzadik Aleph says regarding Yosef Atzadik, they told the person that's responsible in his household that Tzvayach Tevach Ve'achen. The Gemara learns Ve'achen is Toil Gida Noshe. So the Gemara that goes according to Mandama, the Nesalem when they were Bnei Noach, meaning it was Nesa before Sinai. Says the Chazosevir, but according to this understanding of the Rambam, even if you hold the Misinai as Nesar, they still were knowing not to eat Gida Noshe before. So says the Chazosevir, yeah, but because it was a Minik Be'alma, it wasn't a mitzvah, they're not Mikaimen and Chutzarts. And this goes with Divrei Ramban. The Yaakov Avinu married two sisters because he didn't keep the mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. So this minig of Gida Noshe, they didn't keep it out of Eretz Yisrael. Unless they got the mitzvah, so then they kept the mitzvah fully. So that's regarding the first question brought down the Lechem Mishnah. Then another question that the Mefarshim ask say, okay, but the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, it sounds that the mitzvah is already started by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Finishlam haTorah al yado shel Moshe. Moshe ben Jesus mashlam haTorah. According to the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah, that's not correct. Everything that we have today is because of Sinai. All Targum mitzvahs came in Sinai. So that's mamash astira in the Havana. If the Torah came from Moshe Rabbeinu, it came before. So in Sefer Chavetzelos HaShar in Parshas Vezoyis HaBracho, he brings the answer in the name of my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal. There's two different chiyuvim when you have a mitzvah. You have a chiyuv mitzad the mitzvah itself. This mitzvah is something you have to do. And then there's another chiyuv als Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Kabbalah HaTorah includes in it the entire Taryag mitzvahs of the Torah. To explain this a little bit, let's bring here the Vilna Gaon that's quoted in the Milas HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon says that when it says Taryag mitzvahs, this is only the klolim of the Torah. But there's many more details. Every single word of Torah teaches you something else. There's thousands and thousands of limudim that you can learn in the Torah. Meaning the Torah is not only number of mitzvahs. The Torah is all-encompassing. The Torah is surrounding a Yisrael with mitzvahs. And connected to the Beis Halevi and the Drushim that says Am Yisrael became servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are fully committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah means we're complete servants that are doing everything Ratzon Hashem. Then there's mitzvahs yichidus. There's a mitzvah here and a mitzvah there. That Dovus already had. And that's the answer in the Rambam. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnah says the concept of Torah that the mitzvahs have, being part of the whole Michloil of the Taryag mitzvahs, that only starts in Sinai. But there's some individual mitzvahs that the Ovis had even before. And that's what the Rambam speaks in Hilchos Melachim. So as the Torah as a whole, we got in Sinai. Individual mitzvahs we had already before. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Machshava Shurim, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.